Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I got important news to report to you, and maybe we should end this conversation quickly because you're going to have to get to work on it. Apparently, someone has stolen the Renoir from the Art Institute, the two sisters on the terrace, that picture that was hanging there since 1933. It's gone, and I believe the President of the United States has it.
What makes you think that he could appreciate it?
Well played, sir. I want to talk to you about the...
How about, like, touche? That was pretty good.
Yes, indeed. Touche, monsieur. Très bien. Let's talk about the HQ2. So we've turned in our application, right? There's nothing else we're going to do now. It's sit back and wait, right?
No. I mean, look, we put our application in.
Yeah.
But why would they even look at Chicago? We have more universities than any other city. I just left than any other city but Boston, and more level one universities within 200 miles of us than any other city in not only America, the United States. I just left an announcement between the University of Illinois and University of Chicago about a new research center in biomolecular computer science and engineering. Here going to be on the south side, one going to be on central area. That's investing in the future that makes us even more attractive to Amazon, given how attractive we were. Last week, I broke ground at the new modernization of Midway, our aviation system being able to get anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States, multiple times a day, key factor. So while we're not going to sit back and wait, if you want a future, you have to invest in it.
Yeah.
And we're going to make those investments and continue to attract talent. And, you know, one of the other things that Amazon's interested is we have the most diversified economy in the United States. And for a company that's getting into new and new sectors all the time, that diversity is an incredible strength.
Everybody's got their pitch. I think ours is compelling. But then some of the cities have then gone to great lengths to do something different. New York City bathed the Statue, and I don't know if they did the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, and some of their iconic buildings in orange light, Amazon's color. Tucson sent a saguaro cactus up there. Did we do any sort of stunty, gimmicky, funny, wacky, crazy thing to get their attention?
Well, I think there's in the video there's something that goes and appeals directly to the CEO and his interest in space and the story of Chicago.
What's that?
Well, I can't say, but they have it, and it's kind of
we sent a video, and there's something in there that acknowledges their interest in his interest in space and stuff.
Yes.
Well, that's a little obtuse. You can't be a little more specific than that. Like, think
just this. We've done a lot of research.
Yeah.
Know of his interest in space, Star Trek, and we were very did something compelling as it relates to Chicago.
You gave him a uniform. You gave him one of those uniforms with the logo on the breast.
Don't do 21 questions. Don't do 21 questions. Just know you've got more than anybody right now.
Some people are concerned. I mean, this would be a good problem to have. But if we get it, isn't it true that Seattle and other cities then have transportation problems, residential and business rents go up? Have you all thought or worried about that as being a problem?
Look, I mean, but you should remember, Chicago, from a comparative basis, has the lowest cost of living of any major city. And our ability to continue to allow and absorb more people and expand is happening. We will continue to do that, and that not only our diversity, but the fact is our type of housing, our type of transportation, that we have a deep network means we don't run out of that.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel.